End of Lamed, the last line of Lamed is Picha Ayamar Lahitzi Dabara Adasha Tishkaleo Bemazne Sikha. It's interesting that he says that sometimes there is a person, he seems to say that there is an option of saying Ra, as long as you measure it well. So he brings over here in the notes, Rabbi Yaman Zilber, that he heard from Rabbi Lapian Shlita, no longer alive anymore. So there was a minig Yisrael, which actually they do in Lakewood during Elul, that Orchas Chama Rosh is divided up into seven portions, and every morning after Shacharis they read one part of it during Elul. So that minig actually existed in Kelm already. And Rabbi Lapian said that Rabbi Simcha Zisel, when they would say it in Kelm, he took out the word Ra. He wouldn't say the word Ra because it wasn't logical to him that a person should say. So then it seems that he just really basically repeated himself. You should measure your words, and you shouldn't be Mamaya Lahitzi Dabar Ra until you weigh it. I mean, that's basically what you said before. Your words, you should weigh in a scale. So he seems repeating himself. So you see this thing over here, that there is a Musa, there are times where you have to say something which comes out, which is not what we call Deborah. There are times you have to say something which is negative or something like that. That is the right thing to do. So, but that, the person should weigh that very much. He's stressing that a second time. Once is enough to tell me, whatever you say, you should always think about it before you say it. I had a chaver, that he was spent one Elul's month. He left Elul's and he went to Manchester to learn by the Manchester Rishiva, Zichlo Bracha Rav Segal, just to be able a chance to spend some time with him. He says he really realizes that the Rishiva, Rav Segal, that he didn't say a word before he thought about what he was saying before he said it. Like, there was nothing which just came out of his mouth. Like every thought, everything which was thought about, and then he said it. So the conversation went a little bit slower. But you could see that everything was always kecheshbon. It was a good idea to say it, not a good idea to say it, how to say it. And then he would say it. So that's the direct of most tzedek tishko. And then if you have to say something which is really, something which is harsh, negative, etc., then you have to say it. You really have to measure that a second time. After you've decided yes, then think about it again. Okay, Laman Aleph. So we're not talking about that Madrega, but the Musa that a person, our attitude towards speech, definitely the clear Lashon of the Rosh, is that his attitude towards the world of speaking was it's a tremendous. I would say it in the following way, before I do Laman Aleph. We don't understand the power of speech. Rav Pam Zatzal said that his mother never spoke any Lashon Hara. And she never learned Sefer Chavetz Chaim. She never spoke any Lashon Hara. But she was so imbued with Abbas Yisrael and Abba of other people that her biggest hanoah was to use her power of speech to make people feel good. So it was impossible for her to use her power of speech to make somebody feel bad. Right? The power of speech is a tremendously powerful keli which the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us to accomplish tremendous things with it. And we want to use it. If a person would be that attitude, I mean, you can mamash make a person feel good. You can accomplish tremendous things with the power of speech, which you can't do without the power. It's a tremendous thing. I just learned that with Daf Yomi Chevra recently. So they asked me to say one night. I said for them. So it was Daf Pesachim and Nun Dalad. So Nun Dalad there says that there are seven things that the person people. People do not really know what they are. One of them is called Emek Adin, the depth of the Hashem's judgment. Of course, there's a sefer called Emek Adin, but we don't really know Emek Adin, so I guess you don't really know the sefer. So I said, we understand Emek Adin. So one time, a person's feeling down out a little bit. Somebody walks in and says, "How are you doing?" Because the person shil chizik, he goes back to do what he has to do, and then. That is mechazik himself, and he ends up staying in yeshiva. And he ends up staying because he stays in yeshiva. He ends up, marrying a certain type of wife, and he ends up raising his family a certain way. and all the children, so all of the mitzvahs that they do and everything they accomplish is all because this guy one time said good morning to him. And vice versa. You understand Rabbi Kadin? You know, you're talking about the person was weighing on the scales. Forget about how bad it is or good it is. Do you understand how much it's taken into consideration? Imagine you didn't say good morning to him. So the guy says, you know, so boss, you know, I didn't say good morning to the guy. Like, or, you know, I didn't, you know, I saw he was down and I ignored him. You know? I went past it. So I said, well, what's, you know, what's a big spritz? So, you know, so after 120 years, they pull out this major negative thing in this chart. Says, what's, you know, this guy didn't do a mitzvah, so what did he do with me? He says, well, you had that power one time, one day, to say hello to him, and you didn't do that, it's all your responsibility. You know, like, that's what Mekah did. So a person walks around understanding that that's the power of speech. The power of speech is a tremendous thing, you know, the ability to, the power, what you can accomplish with your mouth. I mean, Chazal said it time and time again that we believe in the world of Torah. We believe that the pen and the mouth is much mightier, is more mighty than the sword. Right? Chazal said that the sword kills Bekara, but, you know, and this goes even rochik, even from a great distance, thousands of miles away. I can kill a person with one thing that I said. So we should be measuring our speech, you know, thinking about it constantly. A person should never go, minimum vidui is evening and morning, which possibly means in tefillah. At least some ways, some people learn that it means in tefillah. I saw Moshe Shurmuch in his Orchus Chaim Rosh. He says, you know, that there's a minute if you ever chop the Mishnah Gass one time to say the Krishma Shal Amita of the Rizal. Ever saw it? It's this long, you know, the Krishma Amita is long. It's this long tefillah over there. And in the middle, you know, you say Vidui, and you're Mekabel yourself, the Dalai Mrs. Besdin, and you get all these wonderful things that you do before you go to bed. You know, it's like, you know, it's a very, very calming and relaxing before you go to bed. The point is that the person at the end of the day, the person gave you matana of a day. At the end of the day, you give your neshama at the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The person's gonna, you know, okay, listen, I gave you this neshama this morning. It was all nice, dry, clean. And how'd you give it back? You know, so we would like you to give it back. You borrow something from the Gaon Gemach, you know. So they don't charge you anything for taking it, but they expect you to dry clean it before you give it back. So that's vidui at the end of the day. The person gave you a neshama, you know, you want to give back your neshama dry clean. So at the end of the day, the person, before he goes back, he says vidui, he thinks about what did he do during the day. It's Cheshbon HaNefesh, and he did something wrong. He's masakin through the process of vidui. So that's the Erev. The Chiddush over here, so that's not a Chiddush. I mean, it's a Chiddush for us, but if you think about it, it's a totally logical thought process. Right? What the Chofetz Chaim brings it down is that this person should say, you know, person should do tshuva at the end of the day, tshuva should do at the end of the week. He has Erev Shabbos, the end of the month, which is the Inyan Yom Kippur Kotel, and that's the end of the year, which is the Evel Tkufa, and then the beginning of the year. So that's the end, right? Or before, the person gave us this matana of time, of a day, of a week, of a month, of a year, so we need to stop and reflect, how do we do with that? You know, and from that vantage point, we say, you know, I didn't do so well. Let me at least address that. I'm going to correct it, etc. So that's vidui ala b'nasecha erev. The chiddush over here, I think, is the boiker, which, you know, Nusasar, they actually say ashamnu. He says we don't do that because, you know, it's no mitzvah to say vidui without kavana. Actually, I saw that the Rabbi Aaron Cutler says that. How do you stand vidui? Right. If you look at the Rambam, the Rambam talks about Hilchos Vidui. The Rambam says that the mitzvah is hisvados lifnei Hashem, which is why the loch is when we're svarin Yom Kippur, we do a dafka in the middle of Shon Esrei, because Shon Esrei is an act of being immediately lifnei Hashem, and the mitzvah is the hisvados lifnei Hashem. So it's basically the Kohen Gadol going to the Kodesh Kedoshim, or a person going into the Heichal Hamelech. He's standing in front of the king and saying, you know, king, you know, you told me not to do this, I did this. You told me not to do this, I did this. So all of the ministers are sitting, listen to this person, make a list of how he ignored the king. So it's a terrible insult to the melech. Betzim, it's a terrible insult to the melech. But the Baruch Hashem countenances it because he knows that that's what we need to be able to correct ourselves. He countenances it. Imagine we do without kavana. She says, severely pair Betzim, one of the shamnas is, you know, one of the alchets is Kishal Fanecha, but vidi pair means it was a video with your mouth, but not with your heart. Says that blinds a ma'isa of bizoin to the mouth. It's all blinds because it has no tachos. It's just a vidi pair. So the whole concept of vidi is a tremendously very, 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 very powerful thing. You have to be very, very careful with it. So said that's why we our minhag Ashkenazim is not to say the vidri the shamnos every single day, because you know hell if I we say it, you know, the grow will only say the shamnos once during, you know, each day sleeps, they only say it one time, not three times. You know, get it right once, you know, it's good enough, you know, instead of saying it three times. Some people, now there is a Muslim about Chassidish, which is that they have a minhag, they sing the al chaitz. Some of them. So somebody asked, like, what's the pshat? You know, you're like, you sing al chait, you know. Oh, we're so wonderful. We kill people. We rob people. You know, like, you know, that doesn't lend itself to a nice song. I don't know. Right? He says, you got it wrong. The person does tshuva, vidui is the culmination of the process of tshuva. After a person does tshuva, he comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu and he's misvad. And the process of misvad, gives the kapara. Now, remember, we're chelek l'kamim ma'am. So let's change the scenario. So there was a person that there was a beautiful statue of the Melech, and it, you know, it, over the years it just became dirty and messy and full of who knows what sitting on the statue. And there's somebody who loved the Melech very much, and he was given the job. He should go clean the statue. And he's sitting there and he's working really hard and he's singing to himself and he's so excited. What's he excited about? Because he's cleaning out the tzelem of the Melech to make it look clean. That's the singing of Vidur. We're Selma Lakim, we have the opportunity to clean it out and to be able to correct it and make it look nice. You know, you shouldn't sing? That's what he said. I think it was the Rupshus who said that. It was the Rupshus who has been why the minhag by the Chassidim is to sing Vidur. I don't know all Chassidim do that, but I've never been by Chassidish Yom Kippur davening, so I don't know what they do. Over here, we sort of sing it. Ay, 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 ay. I don't know. Sort of okay, somewhere in the middle. All right. So the video of the boiker, I think, in a certain sense, is we're convey ourselves as we start the day. You know, the video of the end of the day is, you know, it's really been a hard day. You know, the end of the week, you know, there's so much which we haven't done. We need to correct it. The video of the day is of the beginning of the day is a person says, you know, I'm going to get it right. There's a beautiful piece from the Ben Yair. The Ben Yair. Ben Yonah wrote a sefer called Soyed HaTshuva, The Secret of Tshuva. So in the sefer Soyed HaTshuva, it's either called Soyed or Yusod, the Shalom, what it's called, the foundation of repentance or the secret of repentance. He says a person should get up every morning, he says, sweet they should say it, the Nusach of Vidui, and I commit from this time until the next time I say it, I'm not going to do anything wrong. I just clean myself out. Okay, now that I'm clean, let's make it last until the next time I say this. He suggests saying it three times in the day. This tefillah of Onu Hashem, Hashem should help me, and then he is misvada. So the nekuda of vidui is that chance to come and stand in front of the melech and understand where I haven't been, where I should be, and then commit to it. That's really the process. If you look at the Rambam, he says that the mitzvah of vidui, you know, tshuva is Rambam has three chalakim in tshuva. He has that the person has charata al avar, is kabbalah al sin. And to the point that the Rosh Hashanah is made a love, that he won't come back to his chait again. Aziv is a chait, charat al avar, and kabbalah asid. Aziv is a chait. And then he says, and the mitzvah vidui is to express all of these elements of tshuva in your vidui. That's a vidui. Vidui is to express all of that. It's not just to say, I did a bad thing. I'm not going to do it again. I'm expressing my aziv is a chait, I'm expressing my charat, and I'm expressing my kabbalah asid. So that's the vidui of the morning is that expression of the kabbalah asid, that whole commitment to which it comes with that. Okay.